The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
How are you, man?
Well, I'm fantastic. How are you?
I've never been better.
Good. Glad to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought earlier I might be having a heart attack. I think that's started to maybe go away. So that's good. Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't as bad as the ones where, like, at nighttime where you go, this is it.
No. Well, I didn't want to tell you, my youngest has been sick for 2 days.
Okay.
And I don't feel great.
Okay.
But
I know,
we took Friday off. I can't just come and roll in here and take another day off. So I'm like, you know, I'm back to, when you go to for us, a new station for us, or new bosses and everything, you can't be like, I don't feel good.
Right. It's back to, we're kind of,
like,
let's not say we're back to pre-COVID rules, but we're back to pre-COVID rules for the most part. And COVID, I can survive. At least I have in the past.
I thought I was
going to
vomit last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that never happens to me. Although nothing, I'd like dry heave for like 10 minutes.
Did you have a bunch of money on the Yankees or something?
No.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I know Snowcomb said he was like, just a heads up.
But then I just went and laid down my family.
Tired. Yeah. I can handle that stuff. It's when you start thinking that your ticker is starting to go. Usually if I think my ticker's going,
I'm saying that because
I felt
off. Like,
you did?
And he's had headaches and been tired. So it's been like our bodies are off, too. Not just like runny nose or whatever. Like, he's like, man, I'm... I
off
think
kilter,
he described it as tweaking.
Okay. Well, that's what I felt like.
Right, yeah.
When I was walking into work today, I was like, God, this is getting worse. I could feel it when I was driving. But usually I can also say it's anxiety. Now, the thing is about anxiety is you go, well, I'm anxious because I'm dying.
Right, yeah,
so
right.
It's legitimate. And the weird thing was, like, I don't think I'm that anxious. I just think I'm having arrhythmia and my heart is beating way too fast. And I was literally like having a hard time kind of catching my breath. And there was I come in through that back entrance and I got to take an elevator. There's never anybody down there. And I come in and I'm waiting for the elevator and I've put my hands along, lean my head against the wall. And there's never been anybody down there. And this girl from the cleaning crew, she comes around the corner and I didn't see her. And she's like, hey, you going up? And I was like, oh, hey, I'm sitting there holding my chest, you know what I mean? Like, head against the wall thinking, I'm going to die, but hopefully,
So far, so good.
So far, so good. Did you watch baseball last night?
Of course.
I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, we say those famous last words, right?
Yeah, but I don't think anybody's...
I would have thought...
I don't think anybody.
I don't know. I watched that Red Sox thing.
But that was in the World Series.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure that I heard someone already say that before last night's game, that they were saying that they'd never come back from a 3-0 deficit in the World Series.
Someone was saying that
yesterday
morning.
Like,
yes, they did, with old shoe horse,
but
faceless Patterson pitched 3 games in a row in 1867.
But they didn't play that many games, right? I think So I'm thinking that I'm almost positive I heard someone yesterday morning say that had never happened. But, of course, those things are made to be broken, I suppose.
Yeah,
but
right. That's why they play it. But.
Aaron Judge. I mean, we got a up-close look at the Yankees because the Royals had to play.
Yeah.
And so you heard all that talk about Aaron Judge, but And it was really a lot of talk about Aaron Judge and Bobby Witt. You know, here's a couple of your big stars, and they haven't been doing a ton in the postseason. But Aaron Judge, I mean, I heard the numbers this morning, like, for the whole postseason, he's batting like 120, 130, something crazy like that. And I just thought, well, it doesn't matter how rich you are, how good you are, you're still getting your head. Because there's no other explanation for that. He's obviously in his head. I mean, the guy's better than
now.
That.
Now you're pressing and hitting a baseball's hard.
Sure.
And now you're giving, you know, that you're not hitting it, so pitchers are, you know, willing to take a little, I don't want to say take a little more chances, but willing to go ahead and, you know, if you're hitting it all the time, they're not going to throw a 100-mile-an-hour fastball down the middle of the plate.
Yeah.
But, you know, that can be a strikeout pitch. The guy just, now he's like, whatever, man. And now, and even if he doesn't, you got to be thinking about it. Is he just going to rear back and try to blow one by me?
Yeah.
Because he doesn't think I'm that good right now? Now, once I've had that thought, I'm already beat. Then the guy just throws a 90-mile-an-hour slider on the outside of the plate, and you've swung out of your shoes at it, and it's over. And that, you know, that happened yesterday. So.
Well, yeah. And any given plate appearance for a guy not to hit the ball is not crazy. Because, like you said, hitting a baseball is hard. But when you do look at the totality of it and you go, okay, in the postseason, we're this far into the postseason.
Yeah.
Here's where he's at. You go, yeah, that's not normal.
No.
And I guess, I mean, guys, during the regular season, guys can have runs of bad luck where they're off. Their game is off
don't
and they come
it.
Back. But, yeah,
you
and they don't talk
it
about
because,
it as much.
Yeah, you know. Oh, you know, you might hear it. He's 4-for-30 in his last whatever. But then, you know,
it's not a,
you got time. But 4-for-30 now.
It means more.
Right. And, you know, I don't know. Take a look at, like, even if you just take a look at how did the Tigers make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Well, go back and look at it. Whatever the stat is, these numbers are way off. But they're like 28-2 against the White Sox or something.
Right.
It's
that
like, well, you know, all right. Moment. Now go back and just, you know, you could look at it if you're a numbers guy and be like, you know, who did Judge, you know, crush throughout the season?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Well, you know, well, now, you know, people are like, why is it harder to win in the playoffs? Because, you know, the pitchers are better.
Yeah.
They're obviously pretty good because they're in the playoffs, so the players are better.
You think that's more of it than just being in your head?
I think it all starts to add up.
Okay.
I think the pitchers you're seeing are better. They're not sending a guy out there for an extra inning when he shouldn't, but, you know, if it's game 93, you're like, well, okay, just send him out there for another inning. There's no reason to have our best reliever throw an inning. But now you're like, no, well, you know, like you saw, I mean, Freddie Freeman took him deep, but Nestor Cortez hadn't pitched for, you know, a month, and we know he's a good pitcher. Now they're like, you know, in the eighth inning, like, bring out Nestor, you know? So you're starting to see the best of the best, and obviously it just gets harder and harder.
And Freddie Freeman, speaking of, another home run. Now, they said that ties it, right?
It ties it. If he gets it tonight,
so
I'll have the record.
I meant to check. I haven't looked yet since I got over to the great state of Kansas to look at my sports betting app. There's got to be a bet that's just will he hit a home run in the next game, and I'm curious what that pays. And how about the people? Was there had to be somebody out there who bet that Freddie Freeman would get multiple home runs? I don't know. You would think maybe somebody with all the betting that goes on, or at least that there would be a certain number of home runs that wouldn't pay nearly as well. But if you bet that Freddie Freeman would get multiple home runs.
Well, if you bet, say he's got five in a row, if you bet Freddie Freeman was going to hit a home run every night.
Right. Somebody probably did that,
money.
Right?
Well.
Like a couple bucks?
Somebody.
I would think is part of a bet somewhere that maybe somebody did. But also you normally hear about those stories, like when a guy bet at the beginning of the season that the Royals would win the World Series and then won. I don't remember. I think he won like $1 million, something crazy. But I didn't bet on last night's game, so I was thinking.
I will tell you right now.
Be interested to see what the...
to hit a home run.
And you can do these. Are these parts of parlays, or do they have
bets
on yours?
Just where
it's just one guy. Okay.
Freddie Freeman is plus 600.
See, it was still, even just that one game.
I mean, really, if you look at it, Freddie Freeman's plus 600 to hit a home run tonight. Aaron Judge is only plus 230.
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
How does that make sense? I'm told he's due? That's what they think?
I guess I just been thinking, like, Freddie's not going to break the record for a reason.
Okay, I guess, yeah.
If I was a pitcher, I wouldn't pitch to him.
To Freeman? Yeah,
I don't want to be. I don't want to be the guy who gives up that record.
No,
I don't want my name tied to that.
No. Baseball's all about records.
That'd be a trivia question on some stupid sports talk station.
No,
I'd be like, who did Freddie Freeman hit the that idiot Laszlo? Goddamn, I just wouldn't throw to him.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo, what's going on?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm great, man.
Oh, I just meant to tell you this earlier. It's not a big deal, but I was listening to the sports station last night. I don't know what time it was. I don't remember. I was driving back from my mom's house. Yeah, 96.5
The Fan.
Yes, sir. And this guy, there's a guest on, and I'm sorry, I can't remember his name now. I told myself last night, go ahead and remember his name. You can, promote his Twitter or whatever, but it's me, so I don't remember it.
Right.
But they're talking about, what do you think of the new Call of Duty? And it gets into this conversation about Call of Duty. And this guy's talking about how, man, I'm just too old for this, and I know I'm really showing my age now because, I'm well into my 20s now. Or maybe he said, halfway into his 20s, something like that. Mm-hmm. And then at some point, they're like, well, what was your favorite game? Which one? And he says, which one? He's like, and that was back in, 2012 or 13, whatever, when I was 13 years old. So,
right.
In case I hadn't outed myself for how old I am earlier,
at 25?
I definitely didn't know. Yes.
Why are you doing that?
He's 24, 25 years old. I was like, dude, don't do that.
Right.
Don't do that.
Are you trying to sound like an experienced...
Or he does feel insecure about his age for some reason.
Well,
I don't know.
Like everybody was working over there 17.
Well, no, but I don't know. Maybe all the kids on Call of Duty are making him feel old. I don't know. I'm just like, dude, you're definitely making me feel old.
Well, 25. I don't think any 25-year-old is like, man, my old age is really catching up.
Right. I've never heard that. He did it twice. I was like, don't do that. Anyhow, things that should be really simple that you're terrible at. I know you've got a couple that you'll be able to think of because we've talked about.
Yeah, like anything handy.
Well, yeah, but is that simple? I think
some
there's things
is.
That are, some of it's probably, pretty simple. But you did replace that toilet paper roll thing that one time. The toilet paper roll holder. Sorry, not that he actually just replaced the toilet paper
once.
No, the holder. So that was something.
Although they're both broke now.
Yeah.
More Church of Laszlo on the way.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock. The Rock.
Yo. What are you doing?
I was looking at stuff people said online for things that super simple, but that they're just terrible at. And I was thinking, well, I'm bad at a lot of this stuff. I mean, almost every single thing on this list. There are things that I hate being one of those people who says, well, I have ADD and...
Oh, yeah.
I don't... But I think that with a lot of these things, I look at them and I go, those are things that I, at one point in my life, thought you should try and figure out how to at least be decent at that. Because you look like a fool if you ever have to do it in front of people. Like shuffling a deck of cards
is
one of the things on the list. I can technically do it, but you're going to know when you see me do it that I haven't done it in over probably 2 years since the last. I don't play cards.
Do you shuffle them like this?
I can't do that. I can just do the bridge. What do they call it? The bridge split or whatever that's called. That's it. Yeah. When I played craps for a long time, I eventually learned how to kind of play with the casino chips a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Not like poker players. But I flipped one over the other, and I got to that point. That was all I could ever do.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. I mean, for me, actually, it was. But any of those, party tricks, hey, check it out. This guy's really good at shuffling cards or juggling, or I don't have any of that stuff. And that's why I preface it with I do think maybe attention deficit plays into that a little bit because
you don't try it.
I never wanted to sit down and try to learn. I might have an impulse to buy a juggling kit, right? Everything you need. Here's the instructions, and here's the juggling balls that are perfect for a beginner, and then go home.
Juggling will be hard. The card thing, I think most people at around the age 8 learn the first time they play.
Well, I mean, I know how to... I can shuffle them.
But like this, I think most people learn how to do that, within 5 minutes.
I definitely can't do whatever that style is called, where you're tossing them, side to side and things.
So how do you shuffle them?
I just shuffle them like what you're saying. I can shuffle them where you split the deck into two and then just push it together.
Well, if you can do that, that's fine.
That's what I'm saying. But it's not... It's not very graceful, I'm sure.
Okay, got it.
And it certainly doesn't look like someone who's good at this. Now, on top of that, I don't think there's one card game This is embarrassing. I literally don't think there's one card game. Okay, well, war. Actually, I don't know all the rules of war, but I don't think there's one card game that I currently know the rules to. I've learned how to play a couple of games. Like at camp at one point, we played spades.
I love spades.
We played spoons at one point with cards.
Euchre? Tonk?
Never played those. I mean, I played. Well, what's the other cards that that aren't playing?
Well, let alone you're not a poker guy. I know that.
I don't know what wins in poker. When right. I watch it, I'm like, I have to ask somebody. Like, so is that a good thing for him? A bad thing for him? Who's got the better hands?
Would you want to learn?
With poker, I always thought, even if I took the time to learn, I clearly would be so bad at it that it wouldn't be any fun because I'm starting so late in life.
Well, but you could download like just an app you play for fun, and on a lot of those, like. You know,
true.
If you hit the little button, it'll tell you the rank of the cards. And
right.
after a while, you'd pick it up.
Okay, so I guess I answered that question.
If you wanted to do that, you could do it using an app.
I guess that answers that question. You're right. So I guess I don't really want to
learn
that badly. I do remember with craps thinking that always looked like the most overly complicated game of the casino.
Right.
And so at some point, I was like, I want to learn this. And so...
I did.
That's so rare that I do that.
I know how to play. I don't like to play it at the casino because people get, you know... Well, don't pick that, you know, don't put your money, like, all right, you know, whatever, man.
For craps?
Yeah.
Yeah, and just the superstition.
A lot of talk, and people get mad and yell at people, and so I'm always like,
yeah. Yeah, I had a guy get my face one time and tell me to leave the table,
right,
and to leave the casino and never come back. And by the way, the employees at that casino could see what this guy was doing, and they didn't say anything, they didn't stop him, they just pushed me out. I was like, okay,
right.
Well, that's all right. That's why I never shoot. When the dice come to me, I always pass. Like, no thanks, I'm not going to be responsible. I learned that early. Like, no, I'll let someone else be responsible for everyone's wins and losses. But yeah, there's so few of those things that I figured out. But you were in the Navy.
We played spades every night and in jail.
Yeah.
Just a ton of spades.
Wrapping gifts was a common one that I saw people saying.
I can't do that very well.
I'm pretty good at it.
I suck at it.
I didn't know I was pretty good at it until I've had people that I've dated say,
like, I asked people to do it for me.
Yeah. I think I'm pretty good. And the last couple people I've dated have both said, like, oh, well, you wrap my gifts because you're way better at this than me. I'm like, I guess I'm decent at this. Not great, but I'm pretty good at it. There was one thing I found on the list that I thought, okay, that I'm good at. But the truth is, I don't know if I am anymore or not, and that's parallel parking. When I was like 16,
I suck at it.
I had to, my parents wanted me to
do
the driver's ed, and we did a lot of practice. Now you got backup cameras and all that.
It's still not graceful.
That makes it a hell of a lot easier. But I used to
park somewhere else.
I used to feel really confident, like to the point of I want to parallel park with someone else in the car so they get to see the skill that I've learned. But I don't know. There's been a couple times in the last couple years where I've gone in and I'm like, boy, this angle's all wrong. I thought I was good at this. I'm not sure that I am. I mean, I can do it, but it's, like you said, not as graceful as I'd like it to be. What about you?
Things I can't do?
Simple things. Like other things that were on here was someone was saying, I thought this was so weird that other people joined in and said, I'm with you, that they can't figure out how to use a can opener. Like, how do you know a manual can opener?
Mm.
Like, that's a thing?
No, I can do that.
I mean, a child, I understand, might not get the grasp of it, but once someone shows you, you should understand that. Like, multiple people saying, yeah, I have to have someone else do it. What do you mean?
Yeah, I don't understand.
You don't
that.
Know where the blade goes or what? I'm so confused. And I don't think it would be a simple thing at all because it involves math. I know you said before that, like, any time a variable is introduced in math, like
A plus B,
that you're just done.
I can't do math.
It should never be A. It should never be B. There should never be letters there. I don't want these letters. And that's where you're
And then
like,
some letter turns into a graph. Like, no.
Well, the graph is where I ended.
That's Once where I ended. And high school, I was like, yeah, I'm done. Like, I don't even understand. They're like, well, where would B be on the graph? I'm like, how would I know?
Yeah.
Like, my brain really shuts off at that
point.
Me too. Oh, maybe if I tried harder, I might be able to grasp it. But I will say, in high school, I did give it some effort. Probably not 100%, but enough to be like, all right.
Me too.
This is, you know, I'm not finishing this video game. Like, I've tried a couple times here, and it's not that I'm off. It's that I am way off.
Me too.
Whatever that right answer is, it does not look anything of what I did.
I apparently wasn't doing any of the things you told me to do.
Mm-mm.
And the reason I really tried is because I had to take it more than once. I flunked it. I was like, I don't want to do this again and again. And they were saying you might not graduate.
Right.
I had to go to summer school. And it's like, I really have to figure this out. And, you know, I just barely math. Got by. But once we got to the grass.
I see both my kids do it. You know, their grades look good. I'm like, all right, whatever.
Yeah, keep going. I mean, and then in college, they're like, okay, now you take trig or whatever because you didn't take that in high school. I'm like, do you understand why I didn't take trig in high school?
Right.
Because I
you gotta get take that algebra. In college?
They told me I had to take a certain number of maths, and that it's mine started
four-year degree?
With, like, trigonometry. Yeah, and I was like, well, I knew then, and this was before the first bell had ever rung for the first class in college. I was like, this isn't going to work, but I'm just going to keep that to myself for now.
What was your degree going to be in?
Biology.
Oh, well, that's probably why. I'm just curious. Does someone who's taking, like, I don't know, religious studies, do they have to take trigonometry?
I don't know. I think you do need a math credit, but I actually don't know. I don't know much about college. But I could see, like, chemistry, then you need more math. But I would think that, you know, you made it through Algebra 2 or whatever. Should be enough, but, yeah, no.
Someone who's learning Spanish, you know, I don't know. What do they have to do?
Right. Like in high school?
Maybe
I'm not
they
sure
do.
Exactly how all those work out. One that I thought was funny that people said should be easy, I don't think it is easy, though, is estimating how much pasta to cook. How much spaghetti, how much angel hair pasta to cook. Mm. That you don't have this problem?
No, I just cook it all.
You cook the whole box and then you end up with that massive pile of...
There's three of us and then I take whatever's left. So are you mix the spaghetti with the pasta or do you put it on top?
You mean the sauce? Yeah, I put the sauce in the spaghetti.
See, I'm an on top
drained
guy.
It.
Mm-hmm. So
just on the plate, you put it on the plate.
I put the pasta on a plate.
Yeah.
And then I put the spaghetti sauce on top of it.
Yeah.
So then when I'm done, whatever that pot is where the pasta is, then I take the extra sauce, put it together, and then wrap it and put it in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know that I would ever take half. I mean, what if I needed 3/4 of a box? What am I going to do with a quarter of the box of
pasta? It usually cooks so much more food than I think it's going to. It looks like less food.
Yeah, but do you cook like half a box and use another half a box again?
Oh, yeah,
$1.89. Just cook it all and then save it.
No, I've definitely, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, why wouldn't you just save it and put it in the refrigerator?
I probably won't eat it. I mean, I'll go through.
I feel like I don't need a lot of rest leftovers, but spaghetti usually goes pretty quick in my house.
Maybe putting the sauce on top on the plate is part of it, too, because I put it in the bowl, if I cooked the whole box of spaghetti, I would need 2 or 3 jars of marinara. You know what I mean? So maybe that's part of it. I don't know. It's not like you said. It's not expensive. So might as well just cook
it. And it seems like the one thing that I would cook, I don't mind having too much of it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things, like if I have too much steak or if I have too much salmon, it's like, well, this is a pain in the ass. No one's going to eat it. But the spaghetti thing, I can actually put in some sort of container and somebody's going to heat it up in the microwave later when they're hungry.
Yeah.
Or the next day.
Yep. Yeah. Put a little extra sauce on it, a little
Parmesan. So that's why I don't worry about it, yeah.
I saw quite a few people saying that they can blow up a balloon, but they can't tie a balloon. They've never been able to tie a balloon after they blow it up. I did not really figure that one out until I was an adult. And that was one of those where I was like, this is embarrassing. I don't know how to do this. No, I can now, but I was older when I learned how to do it. Same with whistling. Man, I'd known you for a while before I learned how to whistle, and I'm not good at it.
Yeah.
Oh, whistling and snapping my fingers. When I met you, I didn't know how to do either one of those things.
Well, look at you now. Oh, my little boy all grows up.
I know. Can you do both of those things? Yeah.
I gotta get it going a little bit, but I can.
That's about where I'm at with the whistling. I can't.
My dad used to be able to do that.
Yeah, my brother does that. Makes me angry. And I've looked, you know, okay, how do you do it? And he shows.
That's how my dad
would
get me home at night.
Just with the.
He could do this, and man, it'd be so loud.
The old two finger whistle.
Yeah, and when I was down the street, people would be like, "Hey, your dad's whistling for you."
Yeah. It's impressive. I have no idea. I'm sure it's something that just clicks, and then you go, oh, now I know how to do this, but I don't have the attention span to try and figure it out. And then there's one last one that I thought, okay, good. I'm glad I'm not the only one. Because I've seen my mom do it. I've watched YouTube tutorials. It's supposed to be easy, but for some reason, mine always gets screwed up, and that's just hard-boiling an egg. Like, hard-boiling several eggs. You know, I usually would try and do at least 6, maybe even a dozen at a time. They always end up wrong. Somehow they'll be undercooked. I'll get to the middle and it's almost like a soft boiled egg. Or they get overcooked and then I can't get the shell off of it. I just buy them already made. And people make fun of me.
Well, I will tell you.
Because it's worth it.
When I first moved out on my own, I didn't necessarily know how long you boiled an egg.
Yeah.
I don't know when I did this, now that I think about it. But at some point living on my own, I didn't know how to boil an egg. If you Google it, at least there was one time, a guy in Harvard wrote his thesis on how to boil an egg.
Okay.
and you can read it. He tells you it's how to launch it into the thing. That's how I learned how to do it.
Okay.
How long to cook it, for what sort, blah, 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 blah.
Was it one of those guys that said, because there's a lot of people that say you don't even boil it. You boil the water, then you put the eggs in, and you just let them sit there. You turn the heat off and just let them sit in the water as it cools off. I've tried that. That does not work. It definitely does not work. But, again, it's one of those things, and maybe it's ADD, maybe it's not. But I'm like, yeah, they sell the hard-boiled eggs in the bag at the store. And for some reason, my fiance thinks that's gross. He's like, they're gross. I can get by those pre-cooked eggs. I'm like, they're literally just hard-boiled eggs that have already been peeled. That's the other thing. Peeling a damned egg? How much is a half a dozen of them cooked at Walmart? It's like $2, $2.50.
Oh, yeah.
Up next, speaking in tongues.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
The news, my man.
Yeah.
Remember that whole TikTok thing where they said, hey, there's a glitch at Chase, and you can take advantage of this glitch, and you'll get free money from the ATM.
Okay, good. How do I do it?
No, remember that happened in the past.
We talked,
yeah, where people were putting these bad checks into the ATM and then withdrawing it.
Oh, right.
And it became, supposedly it was a TikTok craze, and we had a debate about, was this actually a glitch, or was this just...
stealing.
Right. Was this just stealing? Like, could you do this at other banks?
Because they're going to catch you.
It sounds like it was some sort of a glitch. I mean, Chase is calling it a glitch. Chase is also saying now that they will be suing the people who took that money out. So you don't go to a bank ATM. I don't care if it's a small bank or a JP Morgan Chase bank. You don't go to an ATM, put your ATM card in there, withdraw money that you don't have, and expect them to just, you know, be like, oh, we screwed up.
Right.
I guess that one's on us. That's not happening. That is not happening. They're coming for their money.
J.P. Morgan Chase has started suing customers who allegedly stole thousands of dollars from ATMs. The bank says that the customers took advantage of a technical glitch that allowed them to improperly withdraw funds before their checks could clear, even if those checks later bounced. J.P. Morgan Chase says the company lost more than $666,000 in the glitch.
That's not so bad. $666,000. Is this a Halloween prank?
Late fees.
Right. I'm thinking, honestly, 600 grand here.
Right.
I expected them to say...
$660 million.
Or I expected them to say $10
million.
When he
said $660, I didn't think he was coming up $1,000.
No, when he said that, I was like, okay, that's... I'm surprised that they're making an issue out of this. I guess they, you know, want to make a point. Hey, even if it's... Because that's like incidental to a company, a bank that big. I don't know anything about how that accounting stuff works, but I think that isn't considered incidental. Isn't that a word that they use? Yeah, exactly. Spillage. They don't notice that. 600 and some grand, no way. But if you're one of those people who took that money, you're going to notice it because they're going to come for you. Subway. Remember when that lady said that the tuna didn't have tuna in it?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And that went like nowhere because she said she had it tested and that somebody said there was no tuna in it, but then there were other tests and it really didn't go anywhere. Well, now there's a new lawsuit against Subway. This time it's about deceptive advertising, and several people have, quite a few people on social media have started chiming in. The person who launched this lawsuit ordered one of those steak and cheese sandwiches, and they show a picture of what the steak and cheese sandwich looked like in the ad on TV and in the picture, and then what theirs looked like. And these people online started sharing their own pictures of their sandwiches. Now, I got to say, I don't think anything looks like it does in advertising.
Well, I was just about to say, like, I mean, hamburgers you see...
They don't look like that.
No,
they never have.
On the menu.
Right, they never have. But this sandwich did look exceptionally bad. Like, just empty, to the point where I'm thinking either you... took some meat off of there and then took the picture, or you should have asked for your money back. Because, look, it's not going to look like the picture, but also, if it looks that bad, then you can tell them, hey.
I always feel like, as a guy, like, I worked at a Little Caesars.
Yeah.
And everything's kind of measured out.
You're right.
You know what I mean? Like, how many, like, I knew, like, how many pepperonis went on a this size pizza, that size pizza.
Right.
How much cheese, 2.5 cups, like, it's all... When I was a bartender at Olive Garden, if you said, you know, you bring people salad, like, you know, you counted how, like, did they eat their black olives?
I remember you telling me
if
that.
If they didn't, then pretty don't efficient. Put them back in there.
Yeah.
You know?
Each salad got the same number of black olives, and then if they, right, they need it, don't give them any more.
If you put three in there, it's mm-hmm. two, depending on how many people are. So if there's two people at the table, you put three.
Okay.
So that's one and one plus one.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to, they get a refill on their salad and they haven't eaten any of them, don't put them in.
It's interesting.
Right.
And it also makes sense.
Yeah.
It
and they have this
money
big and barrel that you dumped all your extra salad in at the end of the night. I don't know if they still do this. You dumped your salad in, like, whatever the people didn't yeah. eat. And, you know, they tried to keep it below this line. Like, we want to
oh,
below
like a
this
goal.
Line.
Yeah, hey, how like are we goal. Doing yeah. tonight? Yeah.
Right.
I was real worried about what you're going to say the difference.
No,
that salad
no. It's just like
it
a goal. Like, hey, let's not, you know, give all this stuff away.
Right. Because I
never thought too much about it, but.
I worked in an Italian restaurant that was not Olive Garden, but I washed dishes there. And this guy that I washed dishes with would take the food and scrape this food into a big metal pan, like a big cooking pan. Mm-hmm. And he would just scrape. And different plates of food, different types of food.
So he had like that veal eggplant fettuccine Alfredo
yep,
combo.
About eight different types of things.
And he'd, delicious.
Then he'd go stick it in the bread warming oven for about 2 minutes, and he'd smart. Come back, and he would eat it. And I remember
they just give you food?
Our kitchen manager said, like, hey, man, do you want me to give you some food? And he's like, no, it's okay. He's like, you know, they're just people are just wasting it. And he's like, but I give it to you for like, you know, it's like 80% off. And if you want some for free, I'll just give it to you. He's like, no, it's fine. This is perfectly fine. Anyhow, the Subway thing, they're suing. I don't think it'll go anywhere because there's been lawsuits like this against McDonald's not that long ago. There was another one not that long ago, too. And the court said, forget about it. But there are food lawsuits that do work when it comes to advertising. That whole ginger ale thing that I'm always hung up on. I got another one that I want to run by you off the air.
Okay.
I actually came up with it this week, but let's see what you think.
You wanted a spicy deal? Subway delivered.
Subway facing scrutiny in a new proposed class action lawsuit. The plaintiff, Anna Tolleson, accusing the restaurant chain of grossly misleading customers after she bought a steak and cheese sandwich that the suit says contained 200% less meat than the heroes depicted in Subway ads. Tolleson's suit arguing that Subway's actions are especially concerning now that inflation, food, and meat prices are very high.
That's a weird thing to say. Like, it's especially concerning now that stuff costs more. Like, oh, okay, but that doesn't change the precedent that's already been set. I don't know. But there have been lawsuits against companies for, like, saying something's got strawberry in it, doesn't actually have strawberry
sure.
in it, ginger, it doesn't actually have ginger in it. Mine is sort of close. I'll just go ahead and tell you what it is. I don't mind synthetic food. I grew up in the 90s, so everything was processed, everything's fake, and a lot of times I even prefer it. One of the things I like is lemonade in a can. You know, when I was a kid, it was like Country Time lemonade, and now I think it's just Minute Maid lemonade. Whatever
okay.
I get at the store,
yeah.
I like getting lemonade in a can once in a while. And it says right there on the can, real big, made with real lemons. So it says lemonade, then it says the brand, it says made with real lemons. Or maybe it says made with real lemon juice. Either way, it says one of those two things. Now, when you look at the back of the can, it will tell you all the ingredients. And all that lemon flavor is created in a lab with like citric acid and stuff like that. And the final, one of the final, if not the very final ingredient says lemon juice less than 0.5%. Less than 0.5%. So they literally put it in there like, doop, so that they can put on the front of the can, made with real lemons.
Sure.
That's deceptive, is it not? You're doing it for a reason. It's deceptive. But
of course.
You're technically telling the truth, so I don't know if I got a suit or not. If this Subway person has one, then I feel like I could have one with that. Because it's clearly just meant to be deceptive.
Brother's a lawyer, just run up.
He's not like one of those, you know,
I'm
big
sure he knows
class
how to
action
file
lawyers.
Suit.
Maybe. I asked him to sue somebody
like
before.
That.
I don't remember who I... There was somebody that... I think we called him one day from the show. I was trying to... Or I texted him to try and see. And he was like, you gotta find somebody else. First of all, I don't think you'll win, but I don't do that. I'm a divorce attorney.
Yeah,
I'm
well,
with you. Like, you're an attorney. You choose to do divorces.
Right, but you had to learn the other stuff.
And you have to continue...
And by the way, you know how to do it, I'm
right,
sure.
Right, that's my thing. You tell me you can't... Well,
like
I never
call me and be like, hey, I need you to do one break on the country station.
Right.
I can't do that.
Right, exactly.
I only work at rock
No,
stations.
I don't know those bands.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm sure I could go over there and figure it out.
Oh, they're not called bands? They're called artists? See, that's just IRA.
Right.
You just don't want me over there.
Right.
Yeah, I never understood that. Like, what you're saying is you're inexperienced in this area, but you'd still be a hell of a lot better at it than me. for beginners, you'd be allowed to do it. I can't do that on my own. I need a lawyer.
I don't think you're allowed to do it, aren't you?
That's what I'm saying. I don't think I'm allowed to do it. I need a lawyer just to file it.
That's some gatekeeping BS right there.
That is BS. I always thought it was weird that you can represent yourself like in a murder trial and those things, but I can't represent myself with a speeding ticket. Like, you can't come into this courtroom without a lawyer.
No, why?
Why is that? So if I murder someone...
I think you can, can't you?
I don't know. I asked when I got a ticket one time, and I said, why do I have to pay a lawyer if everyone's doing the same thing with this, which is you're blaming the equipment. You're going to say it's an equipment failure, and you get like one of those every 5 years or whatever. Why can't I just do that myself?
And I feel like I've seen people come in and fight.
Maybe you
but
can.
Maybe I'm not.
He told me you couldn't go in front of the judge without a lawyer. So that's coming from a lawyer. So maybe that's not true. I don't know. More bad news for Diddy. I mean, I hate to pile on, but he's got more lawsuits. One of them is from somebody who said they were very young when they met Diddy, around the 2000 mark. One of these things, there's another person who says that they were assaulted and they were part of a talent show that Diddy was on. I don't remember Diddy being on like a Making the Band type thing, but apparently he was. But the... of the new ones, the one making headlines is this guy who says he was 10 years old at the time.
This morning, a California man alleges he was 10 years old when Sean Combs sexually assaulted him during a 2005 visit to New York. He was trying to break into the music industry, and a civil lawsuit says his parents left him with a consultant who brought him to meet Combs. The lawsuit says Combs complimented plaintiff on his rapping and told plaintiff that he could make him a star. Then the lawsuit says Combs abruptly pushed plaintiff down and said words to the effect of, "You have to do some stuff you don't want to do sometimes," before forcing him to perform a sex act.
That's you have to do some
how
stuff
I hire you, here.
You don't want to do sometimes. Would you
did
leave
that
your,
happen?
Would you
did
leave
that
your,
happen with me and you?
No.
It didn't?
I was older than 10. Not much, but I was older than 10. Would you leave your 10-year-old with a consultant?
How old were you?
19.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What did I say to you?
We don't have to get into that right now. If you want a refresher, we can talk about that off the air. Would you leave your 10-year-old with a consultant? Like this person supposedly did, the parents leave the kid with a consultant who's saying, "Hey, okay, now we're going to go meet Puff Daddy. I got to, you know, your kid's got talent. Here's the whole thing, and I'm going to take him. I'm going to go talk to Puff Daddy now." It would be like with baseball, I guess, if you said, "Hey, your 10-year-old is so good at baseball, I'm of whatever, some sort of coach, some sort of agent, some sort of scout."
Well, how long am I leaving him for, and where am I?
Well, so, I mean, like, in some of these stories, I got the impression that they traveled to New York or traveled to L.A.
No.
And then they met with these consultants, I see a lot of people saying,
around.
I would never leave my kid.
You know, in another room or throw baseballs. Maybe I don't have to go follow them.
Yeah.
Well, I know where they are, and I can keep an eye on them.
That seems to be what I see everyone saying about these Diddy things. It's when it comes to the people with kids.
I wouldn't let my kids do that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't let them sleep at other people's houses.
I know. Like kids' houses.
I did see something on Reddit where some guy was questioning my ability as a father.
I didn't see
which
that.
Which is fine. You can go check it. Where is it on here?
Reddit.com/r/Church of Laszlo.
Well, there's somebody on there. One of the things is, you know, not letting my kids sleep over at other people's homes. They will, you know, never know what it's like not to be the center of attention or something. But I just want to say, I'm not defending myself. I'll take all your heat and, you know, I don't know whether I'm a great dad or not. I don't see how any of us know until our kids grow up. But I did want to say, that was when they were little, man.
Yeah.
You know, my 13-year-old now, hell, half the weekends he's over at somebody's house spending the night. But he's old enough, has a phone, can contact me if there's an emergency or wants to leave, and is not, I don't want to say held, because we're talking about Diddy, but he has the ability to get out of a situation if he needs to. If he was six, he wasn't able to do that. Not only, he may not feel comfortable even complaining about it.
Right.
He ended up in a situation like this. I'm not saying that that could have happened or would have happened, but, you know, I just wasn't interested in taking the shot there. At 14, he can call me.
Right.
I'll be like, "Hey, this is going on. I want you to come get me or text me."
Has a better understanding of what's right and wrong, too.
Exactly.
Like, this is a bad situation. Yeah.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock. It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. All right.
Finishing up the news.
Okay.
I mentioned that the world was coming to an end, and I totally forgot to tell you some of the signs. You know, every day there's a few more things. Obviously, the election is coming soon, and...
Have you voted yet?
No, I've never early voted before. Did you?
Well, I'm still making up my mind.
That's what I thought. I didn't think you'd made a decision yet.
I had no idea Cornel West was running, so...
Right. You were just looking.
I'm looking into that, see if he's got a chance. I don't want to waste my vote, but I have to assume if Dr. West has got a shot.
If he's on the ballot. I don't like the idea of writing in a name.
Is he not on the ballot?
Well, I don't know. I'm asking. Is he on the ballot?
I don't know.
If he was in that debate, those candidates are usually on the ballot, right? There's third-party candidates on the ballot. I don't know how many, but I feel like there's sometimes quite a few. You got the Green Party, the Libertarian Party. Yeah. There's usually a couple of, like, independents. I don't know. He's probably on the ballot. You're probably fine. So that's who you're going for?
I mean, if he's on the ballot, yeah.
Well.
I don't know how to spell Cornell.
We'll figure it out. Just do the speech-to-text thing on your phone. Yeah.
I just write in Dr. West? I'm not sure.
Well, yeah, if they're making you write it in, then just forget it. Right, vote for somebody else. You know Trump just
something
by looking at it.
Spell.
It's a big T. So that one's easy
Trump
to remember.
Trump is easy to spell. That's
really
for sure.
Easy,
easier than Kamala.
I'm glad that you didn't vote early because your votes may have been lit on fire. At least if you lived in the Pacific Northwest, because someone decided to start lighting ballot boxes on fire. And I just assumed originally that they threw, I don't know, a match of Zippo inside the ballot box. But they were saying on the news that those ballot boxes, that there was some sort of incendiary device that was like almost professionally, I say professional, like, you know, terrorist professional, stuck on the front of these boxes that then caused, I'm assuming, some sort of delayed fire. And by the time people realized that these ballot boxes were on fire, a lot of ballots had been destroyed.
The ballots were literally on fire inside this drop box in Vancouver, Washington.
We do have smoke coming out of the ballot box.
Now officials say hundreds of ballots at this location have been damaged. And the FBI is on the hunt for the suspected arsonist, who authorities believe is also behind two other fiery attacks on ballot drop boxes around the Pacific Northwest.
Mm. What do you think? Is that a sign, Laszlo?
That the end of the days are coming?
It's one of those things to throw in there, right? Ballot boxes on fire. I don't remember that when I was a kid. You remember people
sounds like a Cure song.
It kind of does. Mm-hmm. But do you remember ballot boxes being lit on fire during elections?
No.
In the past? Of course, as children, we probably didn't follow the news all that closely, so... Maybe there were. I just don't remember that sort of
thing.
That
doesn't scare me.
They had that guy the other day who they arrested. He was shooting at DNC offices or whatever he was doing. Uh-huh. They got that guy. Now the ballot box is on fire. You got the, you know, the one side crying racist now because of that whole thing on Sunday. And I don't know, nothing?
What thing on Sunday?
Oh, they had that big Trump thing this weekend.
Oh, right.
And that comedian said that floating island of garbage or whatever. Yeah.
Island of garbage.
And J.D. Vance said people need to quit being so sensitive.
That's a COC song, island of garbage, yeah, in the middle of the ocean right now. Yeah. I think it's called Puerto Rico.
The head of the Republican Party in Puerto Rico saying he would withhold support until Trump apologized.
I love
Trump
that. I love that. I just like the idea that, like, hey, now, tell me you were kidding. Apologize and say that wasn't funny.
His running mate, J.D. Vance, downplaying it.
I think that we have to stop getting so offended at every little thing in the United States of America. I'm so over it.
Yes. Quit being so sensitive.
Yeah.
Calling a...
well, the thing is, when anybody ever says it, either side, if they make some sort of joke that doesn't land the way they thought it would or whatever, then they're like, we have to quit being so sensitive.
Right.
And then, by the way, they both just run back to their corners, become complete sensitive bitches.
Yeah, everybody's snowflakes.
Every time.
That's what makes
me the whole thing.
It's like you get
everybody on both sides.
People
just
on the left,
bitch.
They go, oh, well, who's the snowflake? No, you guys are the actual snowflakes. I'm like, mm-hmm. Stop. Because
right.
You both are.
They're both snowflakes.
They were right about you being snowflakes, and you're right that they're being snowflakes, too.
Yes.
But don't say that you're not just because they also are.
Right. You're both.
You're both snowflakes.
Yes.
Now, that doesn't mean that joke wasn't racist and really weird thing to say at a political, you know,
it was also a
rally,
comedian.
Whatever. He's a comedian. I get it. But
and Trump didn't say it. I'm sure
no,
he didn't.
No, if Trump said it, it would be a bigger story.
Well, like, Trump has to apologize. Trump didn't say it.
I guess, you know, do you Do you agree with this comedian that told this joke? Do you feel sorry that he said this joke?
Holding his feet to the fire, I guess you could say, hey, he's a comedian, and I didn't vet his comedy before. I obviously don't think Puerto Rico is a giant floating island of trash. It's rather small.
Done. Speaking of fire.
Trash island.
And trash. Did you see this statue? Well, you did, because I talked to you about it yesterday, the statue of D-Wade that they unveiled in South Florida. I'm not a huge NBA guy.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't be, but I mean... I don't know how little you could know. Maybe my mother probably doesn't know who Dwayne Wade is, but if you're aware of any type of pop culture, there's at least a few players, you're aware of who he is. You have some idea of what he looks like. If not, you can just Google it, see the picture of him, and then see the picture of his statue. Now, there have been some bad statues in the past.
People were saying the Ronaldo one.
The Ronaldo one was really famous, and it's the one that I think comes to people's minds probably first and foremost. Right. It was very... a cartoonish one. I don't think it was supposed to be. It was a little almost wavy. It was a weird statue. It was kind of funny. But I thought it had enough defining characteristics that if you gave me like 1,000 guesses at which, really famous athlete is this, and you gave me that, this is a famous athlete, that I might be able to figure it out. With the Dwayne Wade one,
if you take
the uniform off, I don't think you're ever going to be able to guess who that is. It's
like an angry, bald Samuel L. Jackson, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, I think you could just guess and guess and guess until you die and maybe never figure it out. People are
mystery
making fun of
brewing
it.
In South Florida.
Yeah, I can't believe that. Who is that guy?
It's supposed to be a statue of the man asking that question, Miami Heat legend Dwayne Wade. But the internet is not quite so sure.
That is not D. Wade. That's Shannon Sharp, the Rock. Like, what's that?
Outside the Heat home arena Sunday, the team unveiled this new tribute to the man known as D. Wade.
Yeah, well, yesterday I pulled up some pictures of other statues just so that Laszlo and I could look at them. And, like, there's a Shaq statue that looks exactly like Shaq. And it's a difficult pose because he's in the middle of a dunk with his legs in the air. But you can tell by his face, everything. I pulled up the picture of the George Brett statue because I see that one at the K a lot. Even if you took the Royals helmet off.
It still looks like
if you tell him, you know, baseball player, I can tell that it's him by looking at his face. The Dwayne Wade one, it does not resemble him at all in the face. They chose this pose where Dwayne Wade's, you know, that moment where he jumped up on the table with that comeback shot at the end of whatever game that was, and he's, you know, flexing and I think that probably was in hindsight a bad decision because it just doesn't look like him. It looks like a very good statue of somebody.
Yeah, right.
It just doesn't. Your brain doesn't look at it.
I'm looking at the Fonzie one now in Milwaukee.
Is that one supposed to be bad?
Well, somebody said it was, but I don't know. Like, you can tell who it is, but he's got a leather jacket and a white shirt, so.
I mean, if you got rid of that and you said it was a TV character, well, the two thumbs up, that gives it away, too. Because my thing is, if you cover up the Heat jersey and I just tell you that it's an athlete, but I don't tell you what type of athlete, famous athlete, could you figure out who it was?
I don't know if I could tell it.
Even if I said basketball player, honestly. You could eventually guess it if it's a basketball player, but it would take you a while.
Yeah.
I would only guess it by accident because I don't know that many basketball players that I could name. So I might just get there accidentally eventually. But it really doesn't look like him. Now, the people who say that it looks like a burn victim and all this stuff, I don't think it does look, honestly, ridiculous. Like you do? I just don't think it looks like him.
It's pretty bad.
It's bad. I mean, the pose is so bad, and I don't know how much it costs to make one of those things, but it can't be cheap. We tried years and years ago.
It doesn't look like him.
It just doesn't look like him. That's the main thing, is it doesn't look like him at all. And the internet's having fun with it, as they tend to do. I wonder who makes these statues. Like, if there's...
Do they call it commission someone?
Right. And is it like an artist or these companies? Are these companies that are kind of professionals and they take molds and they do it like as a team? Or is it an artist like Michelangelo and they're, you know, chiseling away into this piece of bronze? I have no idea how they make those things. I assume they have to make a mold and then fill the thing. I don't know. Whatever, it looks expensive, and if you're going to spend that much money, I'm sure you'd like it to look a little better. And you could say, well, those statues never look like the people that they're supposed to be, but they do, because we pulled up quite a few of them yesterday, and
they're both kind of, you can figure it out.
I was looking at Buck O'Neill. I was looking at just different statues of different athletes, and I feel like you could tell. Dwayne Wade one, you cannot.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Where do you draw the line between being a parent of human children and considering yourself a parent because you have pets? You hear people say things like, I'm a
you're getting in trouble.
Fur mommy or whatever.
I mean, those are my fur babies.
Yeah, those are my fur babies. And people will get worked up about it. I know someone who's gotten worked up about it. I don't want to say who.
Please.
I know. So, like, it's not even anyone that I think you really know. But I heard a story from someone who knows them better that I know that said, you know, they were really going off on their boss at work because, you know, just because I didn't choose to have kids, I can't.
Okay.
Well, like, you know, it's this whole debate about, like, can you take sick days when you're for your animal's health? If your animals are sick, because if your kids are sick, you might have to stay home with your kids. If your animals are sick, are you allowed to take those same days and stay home with your animals? My thing is, don't you just have, like, sick days anyway?
Why tell anybody?
What does it matter? Yeah. Unless you're saying
why
that the
have
job...
To say- My dog's sick. Like, you know that sounds weird.
I think it does. Well, let's discuss this here in a second.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo!
Yo. Okay, so the reason that I asked you about this whole pet thing, taking sick days for pets, is because there's a story that I saw about New York City saying that they might actually make this a thing where you'd be allowed to use sick days for a sick pet. It's a new amendment. It would allow anyone to use sick days to take care of their pets if they need taken care of, I guess. Okay. Right now, you can only use them if you or someone in your family is sick. And the argument, of course, is that the pets are part of your family.
Okay.
Because that's the argument that the employees have been trying to make. So that's why there's this amendment. Now, they, of course, point out that if you've got a boss who's easygoing, they're not going to care. And also, depending on your job, I guess if you're, you know, working at NORAD, the midnight shift, you probably can't just call in and say, like, my dog's got sniffles. But depending on your job and if your boss is easygoing, that yeah. I didn't know, honestly, and I know you said this earlier, I didn't know that if you take a sick day, it, like, has to be. Is there some sort of law that says it has to be because you're sick or someone in your family's sick? I mean, that seems weird that you'd have to write an amendment.
Who said that?
Well, I'm just saying it seems weird that New York is trying to write this amendment to say that you can take a sick day if your pets are sick. Well, why can't you already take a sick day if your pets are sick? They're saying you can if your boss is cool, but your boss doesn't have to let you.
Right.
Well, I guess there must be some sort of legal protection that says, no, if you're sick or if someone in your family is sick, you are allowed to take that time off. We've obviously never worked a job that was important enough where anyone really cared. And also, we're never good enough at any of our jobs where someone cared that much if we weren't there one day. So that's why it has to be an amendment, I suppose. It shows you how little I know, though. I just thought a sick thing was like, how many do you have? I remember one time when we worked in Seattle, the HR person calling me up and saying, hey, you've got like 63 unused sick days. I was like... Okay, she was telling me you should use some of them because pretty soon they're not going to roll over or anything. And I said, I've taken plenty of time.
Right,
don't even know how to write that down.
Right.
So, and I didn't know what to say. And I'm like, okay, thanks. But that's what I was thinking. I didn't want her to know, like, I was on vacation last month. I don't think I wrote anything down.
Right.
To me, it's always been like, if your boss says something about it, you need to let your boss know that sort of a thing.
Of course.
But if your boss says anything about it,
you need to tell him. Why get so much detail?
Right. What does it matter?
If I need to take a day off, I would just, I mean, with our boss, I may tell him. But if I didn't have a boss, I mean, with our boss, I would tell him. I would just be like, hey, my kid's sick. I got to stay home. Okay. But, I mean, look, if it's your dog's sick, you know that is a stretch.
It
may not be a stretch for you, but you know it's a stretch for a lot of people. You know that. You're self-aware. You're a smart human. So you're like, hey, when I call in and say I'm not feeling good, or if I call in and say my cat's not feeling good, those are two different things. And you know that. So why say my cat's not feeling good? Why say it?
I don't understand.
Just say, hey, I can't come into work today.
I need the day off. Yeah.
Okay.
If you think they need an explanation beyond I need the day off, then you can say I'm not feeling good.
Right.
Isn't that what everyone's done since the beginning of time?
Yes, of course.
I'm not feeling good.
It's like you just, what you want
me, you, it's not, I don't even think you want your boss to realize, because I don't know what boss would be like, well, what's wrong with you? You know, come in anyway and show me that you're sick. Like, that you just, I don't even, that's not happening.
Right.
So, what you really want in this amendment is for people like me and other people to admit that your cat is just as important as a child.
And that you love them just as much.
Right. I'm guessing maybe you do. I have no idea. But your cat isn't a kid.
You're guessing that maybe they do?
Maybe they love their cat as much. I don't know. If they don't have a kid, I don't...
Right, I don't know, have I don't kids. Know. And so my dogs, I love very, very, very right. much. I have a feeling, and I'm not trying to talk crap on people that have kids and dogs, but I have a feeling that I may love my dogs more than some people who have kids and dogs. And that maybe they at one time loved their dog as much as I do now. And they still love their dog very much. Right, but that now, you know, I don't give the dog the attention that I once did because you have a kid. I don't have kids. I've heard people talk about what it's like to have kids, how life-changing it is, how you've never loved something so much in all your life. From the moment you see them, all you cared about was protecting that human being. All those things. Just because I've never experienced that doesn't mean that I can't contemplate it and believe that it's true and assume that if I had a child, then I might also not give my dogs the amount of attention that I give them now. So I don't know. To love them as much, and maybe some people do. So, but it doesn't matter. You're right. It doesn't matter. What's weird is, like, the person that I know, their dog needed surgery. It's like a couple of surgeries. It's like a serious deal where there's all this rehabilitation and everything else. So I guess their boss said, you know, they went to the boss and said, I'm going to need this much time off. And I remember how much it was. It was a lot. It was like maybe a week for each surgery or something like that. It was quite a bit of time off. And the boss said, basically, yeah, that's too much time. We can't do that. And this person said, well, you know, Mike or whatever, his kid in junior high got sick. And I guess this guy's kid was like really sick. His kid got sick and he was out for 2 weeks while his kid was in the hospital. Just because I didn't choose to have kids means that I can't take this emergency time off because of my dog's in the hospital. His kid was in the hospital. And as I'm hearing this argument, I'm thinking, doesn't that sound
ridiculous? I mean, like, you know the way it sounds. You know, you have to know the way it sounds.
I would think.
You don't think that guy did?
The person who said it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, coming out of their mouth, they weren't like, you know.
I really don't know. I think that some people, potentially, who don't have kids, do think that their pets are the same as kids. And I get that in a lot of ways they can be and are. But as someone who doesn't have kids, I just, based on what I'm told, I have evidence to believe that it's not quite the same. That's all.
I'm sure.
It also, like, the amount of things that we'll do. And I know nowadays people will do anything to make a sick pet better that they can. If it's within their means, they'll do it. But
would you take a bullet for your cat?
I hate to admit this. Exactly. That's a good example. Like, no. Right?
Would you take a bullet for your cat?
Or your dog. I wouldn't do it. And I think,
by the way, why would you? Because if you died, what's your dog going to do?
It's going to start eating you. Oh, I know your cat will. The dog waits a little longer.
I think
longer.
Your kid's going to.
Right.
I mean, maybe.
But even some of the stuff that you do to help dogs or cats, like the surgeon things that are available now, I am someone who will do those things. But I will admit, and people are going to get mad at me, I will admit that sometimes I catch myself thinking, this seems a little insane. Right. Now, maybe it's just my age. Maybe it's because when I was a kid, that wasn't even something that would be an option. You know, right. Oh, your dog. Because, like, our dog had to have an ACL surgery, which I guess is pretty common. But after the surgery, he had to come back for these checkups. We had to do all this stuff to block off the house. He wasn't allowed to jump. He wasn't allowed to jump upstairs. Any of these things. And then I took him, I think it was like once a week, to a rehab place where he walked on a treadmill underwater. And, I mean, this was costing a lot of money. I wasn't paying for it. Brooke was. But I saw the kind of insanity in this.
A treadmill underwater
for rehab, yeah.
Okay.
Well, the surgery costs like $5,000. And if you screw it up, then the whole thing is for naught. It's not like you get a refund.
You paid $5,000 for your dog to have surgery and then took him to an underwater.
As part of the rehab, that costs extra. That's to make sure that you don't mess up the surgery in the first couple months after the surgery. I know. Okay. I preface that story by saying, even I realize in those moments, this is a little insane. It's also really cute, but it's a little insane. Like, wow, we have a rehab place for this dog to walk on a treadmill underwater to make sure that this surgery takes.
Do you really think it was necessary?
Don't know.
Don't, like, that's the other thing. Do we really think that's necessary? That your dog needed to do underwater treadmilling like he was an NFL running back with a torn meniscus? It's
pretty crazy. They would take these CAT scans every time and tell you how much muscle mass he had gained or not gained because he needed to gain a certain amount of muscle mass before he was allowed to. Yeah. And I'm thinking, like, I've never had doctors look me over the way that my dogs get looked over by doctors, by veterinarians. I don't get that kind of, I don't get that kind of health care. I certainly don't allow myself to receive that kind of health care my own dogs get. And so, yeah, I do think it's a little insane. You know, like pet insurance, that was once an insane thing, though, too. They're like, oh, companies are offering pet insurance. And now it's a pretty common thing, and people really like it, and it's a big benefit, and people use it, and it doesn't seem as insane. So maybe, you know, 10, 20 years from now, the dog doing rehab on a treadmill underwater won't seem insane at all.
Okay.
I don't, and to some people, it probably doesn't seem insane right now.
It's nonsense.
It seems, you know.
If they said Pac-Man needs leg surgery, and we're going to put him on a little kitty treadmill, and it's going to cost you upwards of 10 grand. That is not happening.
Well,
that is not happening.
I have to be real careful. There are certainly things that financial obstacles that I don't know that I could overcome, that I see some people try and overcome, but I go, I don't know that I could do that. I don't know that I could spend my entire savings, you know, everything that I had to try and extend a senior. Like, I don't know if I could do that. Like, a senior dog's life another year. I wish I could if I was rich, if I was Barbara Streisand. She's cloning her dogs and doing all that. Sure. That's great, and I get it. She's rich. She can do that. If I'm a parent of a human child, then I think, of course, you do those things. Absolutely. You do every single thing within your power when it's a child.
Of course.
But as a dog owner who really loves his dogs, and they're the closest things to kids that I have, I don't know that I try and overcome that financial hurdle.
Of course not.
I wouldn't spend a lot of money, but I'm just saying I don't know that I would allow myself to go broke in
a
situation
like that. Someone on Twitch said what if they say your dog needs medicine, you don't have insurance, and it costs $1,700 a month, and it's going to need it for the rest of its life, and it's eight.
Can't afford it. Yeah.
No. You let that dog die.
Can't afford it. And if I'm Barbara Streisand, sure.
You don't do it.
Again.
If they say your kid needs $1,700 worth of medicine or else he's going to die and your insurance doesn't cover it, you figure out
you
how to get
it.
Out.
You're at McDonald's with the tip jar or whatever it is, or the donation jar. Yeah, exactly. It's not a choice. You do it. You have to do it.
Right.
And people will want to help. Oh, by the way, we didn't even touch on that, because what about the GoFundMes where you say, hey, my dog needs a wheelchair and it costs $300. You know, please donate to my dog's wheelchair thing. That seems a little odd to me, too. Just maybe because there are so many kids in need and all that stuff.
Right.
So when I see people start those GoFundMes, also donated to them.
Right.
I've also literally given money to people who said, but most of those, I guess it was like people weren't really asking for it. But still, it is kind of weird when I see that stuff. But I go, you know what? Your dog needs a wheelchair. You can't afford it. Go for it.
Yeah.
Go for it. And maybe somebody has the money who goes, yeah, I'll absolutely give you the money for that.
I might get that man a wheelchair, depending on how much it was.
Yeah. And if you can't afford it, maybe someone else
will. I'm not sending him to underwater yoga.
Well,
he's not doing it.
More Church of Laszlo on the way.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Don't you just love it when worlds collide, Laszlo? Things that you love, things that I love.
Like what?
Well, you love baseball.
I do. You love gay dudes. I just thought maybe that's what you were going to bring up.
Well, now I'm walking.
I love your mom.
Right into it.
You love spaghetti.
Okay.
Do these things collide?
You love baseball. And I thought you'd be excited to know that there is someone who has a very, very extensive baseball collection. And they are going to be releasing a book about that very extensive baseball collection.
And this is something you love?
In May of 2025 from HarperCollins. I mean, this is a major publisher.
You love HarperCollins?
No. The person whose collection it is, Geddy Lee from Rush. Oh. So I thought you might be interested. I thought Lazo has a reason now to buy something
Rush-related,
right?
Getty Lee, pasta, and gay dudes.
You got to stop with that. Yes.
Why? You love it. It's okay.
Say it. Who doesn't love gay dudes?
Yeah, everybody does.
Yeah. I don't really have a lot of gay dudes as friends like I think, you know, we all wish we did. Don't you wish you had more gay friends?
You got enough.
Okay, Lazo, I think you got to stop with that. I would just stop. Just, there's a book. It's Getty Lee. It's baseball. And that was it. That was all I wanted to tell you.
Are they Canadian?
Yeah.
Do they even play baseball in Canada?
Well, they used to.
I have Toronto, I guess.
Yeah, and they used to have Montreal.
Forget about them. Oh, yeah, you're right. Montreal Expos.
Yeah. They can like baseball. Supposed to be that you should
What's
like that.
What's your favorite
about?
Rush song?
Oh, my favorite Rush song. I don't. Picking a favorite song.
I know you love them.
Yeah, I really, really. My older brother's probably favorite band, or one of their favorite bands. Probably their favorite band. My oldest brother took me to see them when I was like 15. My niece has a tattoo that takes up her whole forearm.
Oh, really?
That's the Hemispheres thing. Yeah. But yeah, I'm afraid to say a song because I'm afraid you're going to want to hear a piece of it and you're going to make fun of it. So just know that I like a lot of
stuff. Just give me a couple that you love.
Fly By Night's a good song. I like that song a lot. Hmm. So I'll just go with that. It's like a safe bet.
I like Roll the Bones.
Okay, that song, when you sing it the way you sing it, it's kind of stupid. I get it.
Why are we here? Because we're here.
Roll the Bones. Okay, we get it.
The Church of Laszlo.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9, The Rock. The Rock. The Rock. The Rock.
You've never been skydiving, right?
I haven't.
Me neither.
Doesn't sound all that fun to me. I guess maybe the adrenaline rush could be, you know, something, but... God damn it, man. I keep watching Nick Wright on FS1. He's at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, he was at...
I've never been jealous.
Game the other
no,
night.
No, he's broadcasting from there. It's empty.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I've never been really jealous of him. But today, a little envious for sure.
I'm jealous of him. First thing when I wake up.
You are?
Last thing before I go to bed. I think about him all the time. He's always on my mind. I'm definitely
jealous. Love him.
I'm definitely jealous of him.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. He's on TV. He's got nowhere. He's just, you know, his career just goes up and up and up. And
oh, yeah.
I feel like one day he could be doing Sunday Night Football. I don't know. He's just, everything he said he was going to do, he did.
Yeah,
it's the exact
know.
Opposite of me. I never said I would do anything.
Exactly. So, and you did nothing. So, nailed it.
I guess. So maybe nailed we're it. The same. Maybe we're the same. I don't know. I've never been skydiving either. I'm sure it's fun though. Like roller coasters are fun. I'm too scared to go skydiving. I think if I did it, I'd be afraid that when we get up there, I go, I'm not going, and then that would be really embarrassing. So, I know that I don't. I'm too chicken ass to do it. Okay. I did. Some local group years ago tried to get me to go to promote their company or whatever, and I did go. And someone that we used to work with. Actually jumped, but I just rode on the airplane. I never said I was going to jump. I just rode up front.
You're already up there?
Yeah.
Why I said just do it then?
No, I didn't have a parachute though or anything.
Oh.
I said
going up there, you should have just done it.
I said I'm not going to do it, but I'll go for riding the plane.
Were
that's
scared?
Fine. I'm sure that if I went skydiving, I would like it, and if I did it once, then it's probably like riding a roller coaster. But,
people on Twitter are just talking about how brave it is for you to go up on the plane, but just tell people that you don't want to jump.
Well, I said...
It's very brave.
It's funny, because I said chicken ass, but yeah, maybe it is brave. Yeah. I forget that that's
well, you knew that
brave.
People would judge you, and then you told them, so...
That's right. That's true. I forget. I'm so down on myself. Call myself chicken ass. I call myself a failure compared to Nick Wright. It's all about how you look at things. Glass half full. So this is this is actually a horrible story. This local, semi-local story out of Kansas. Did you see the story about this woman who died?
From doing what?
Well, she went skydiving, but she didn't die from the skydiving. And, you know, you think if you say, I'm going skydiving today, if you tell the family that, and then the family gets a call and says, hey, they died.
Kathy's dead.
They think, oh. skydiving, right?
Well,
they must have hit the ground.
I'm not a detective, but that's where my mind first goes.
Exactly. I think that's considered circumstantial evidence to know that sure. they were going to go and then they died and they're young. Because this girl's like, woman, whatever. She's like 37 years old. She looked younger. And I'm just getting older. But she.
Wait, she looked older?
No, she looked younger. I said, I'm just getting older, I guess.
I
thought she looked a lot younger than 37. But anyhow, she's a photographer. And she goes with this group, and I guess she's taking pictures for the, I don't know if it's for the skydiving company, or for, I assumed it was for the actual people that were going skydiving. And they're on the ground, okay? And she's standing like, it's, you know, one of these small propeller planes. It's got the single propeller in the front. And it's got the door on the side of the plane. She's got her back to the front of the plane, and she's taking pictures of people as they come out of the plane. That's the way that I understood it.
And then they turned on the prop and hit her?
I think it was already on, and she walked into it.
Police are describing a horrifying accident at this airfield near Wichita, Kansas. Travel photographer and skydiver Amanda Gallagher killed after walking backwards into the propeller of a small plane.
She was taking photos of people coming on and off the plane.
After landing, she moved in front of the wing and stepped back towards the propeller to photograph the next group. That's when authorities say she collided with the propeller.
She was transported by EMS and she succumbed to those injuries.
Yeah. I can't imagine.
Could you imagine seeing that?
No.
I mean, what if it was your first time going? And of course, the thing that you're scared about is skydiving.
Time going, I would think.
I know, but I'm saying, like, again, you're
what
freaking
was your
out about
million time going, and someone stepped into a propeller.
It's awful, but I'm saying, just like the thing about calling and saying Kathy died today. If this is your first time going, you're freaking out about hitting the ground and dying. You're not freaking out that this could happen. This is the furthest thing from your mind that this could happen. And part of the reason, though, that I did bring it up is because there are links to this story online, clickbait-style links, that make it sound like, they're clearly trying to make it sound like this woman was taking selfies and backed into a propeller. You know, one of these, like, oh, this vain girl fell off a cliff. Because they word it that way, you know, trying to take pictures, backs into propeller. Mm. Okay, trying to take pictures. She's a photographer.
She wasn't trying to.
And she wasn't taking pictures of herself. Yes, and she did take pictures, and she was taking pictures of other people, and she backed into this propeller. I don't know. It made me think, you know, as one often does when you see stories like this, you go, well, where does that rank on worst ways to go?
Well, I bet you that's pretty quick.
It depends, right?
Well, I don't know. They rush to the hospital.
I know. That's my thing.
I feel like those propellers are heavy and they're going fast.
Really fast. And I would think that I'm really trying not to be, I just want to be careful. I wouldn't know if you said someone walked backwards into a propeller. I don't know that there would be something to take to the hospital. Is that, man, I'm not trying to be funny. I really don't know.
You're not taking anyone to the hospital after that.
Right, yeah. So maybe it was just because it was in idle mode, maybe the propeller, I don't know how that works, but God.
Yeah, it's not great.
That's not great. But you know what else is not great? Is putting this woman's picture all over the internet.
Well, I gotta look
at
her.
And
now.
Then saying, you know, girl dies.
Plane accident, skydiver.
You can just put propeller. If you just put propeller, girl dies. But I saw two or three different times on the side of another news article where they were saying, I think the words were, woman backs into propeller trying to take pictures. And it's like, no, she was taking pictures. And that definitely implies that she was taking selfies, which she wasn't. Not that that you know, I think even if she was, I don't know why people. What do you?
I'm looking at all the headlines trying to figure out.
Yeah. Well,
pro photographer and skydiver dies in horrific accident.
Yeah.
Woman dies after backing into plane propeller while taking pictures at Kansas.
Okay, so that would be pretty similar to some of those that you see.
Woman dies after backing into plane propeller while taking photos.
Exactly. Those headlines, they know what they're doing, right? If they said photographer and skydiver, you know, something along those lines. But when you just say woman dies backing into plane propeller taking pictures, that's what you would think, right? That she was taking selfies and that she was not a photographer.
Skydiver killed after walking into spinning plane propeller.
Yeah. That's, you know, I mean, you gave a look, but that's a little more accurate, I guess.
Yeah, yes.
Not that the others aren't accurate. They're just, I think, intentionally misleading. So, you know, just let that be a lesson, I guess. You know, if you go skydiving, there's other things to fear besides just hitting the ground. That's bad. And it's in Derby. That's where my brother lives.
That's what happened, was in Derby?
Uh-huh.
Derby, Kansas?
Yeah. The thing I read said it was in Derby, Kansas. I doubt it. He doesn't... He tells me often that he doesn't socialize, really.
Mm.
So I could ask him, but he'd probably say he hadn't even heard
about
it.
Did he tell you about the story?
No. I saw it as that clickbait on all these news stories this morning. Saying,
what's Derby, Kansas like? No, I don't care.
No, you don't.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother!
On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo!
Yo!
Twitch wants to know if you want to watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Church Laszlo. Who is your favorite gay guy? Your favorite Rush song is Roll the Bones.
No, that's your favorite song.
Oh, yours is Spirit of the Radio.
Sure.
Fly by Night.
Yeah, that's the one.
Tom Sawyer.
I said Fly by Night.
You did?
Okay. Yeah.
I didn't remember.
You said Roll the Bones.
Yeah, why are we here?
Because we're here.
Roll the Bones.
Yeah. And then, what'd you want to know? Oh, favorite gay guy. I'm a little nervous now, because what if I say someone that I'm pretty sure is gay, but then they're not gay? I mean, I think he's out. I'd go Tim Gunn.
Oh, Tim Gunn.
That guy on TV.
Yeah, I know. Make it work.
What was that show called?
Make it work.
I don't care. Ladies, make it work. Gentlemen, make it work.
You like that guy.
I like that guy.
All right, good.
He's gay, right?
Yeah.
But I liked all those guys from Queer Eye, too, and that'd be tough to pick a favorite. What about you? I mean, you got, you know, your rock stars, right? They're out there.
Yeah.
Again, I'm always nervous to, I don't know why I'm so nervous to say it, but, right, that's...
Yeah. I'm going to go with him.
He's your favorite?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go. You learned something.
You know, just asking.
Every day, just asking. If you had to do top four, it gets a little harder. Maybe tonight you could work on that. I'd love for you to put together a list and put them in
top four gay guys ever.
You know what? Might as well do top five. Top four is weird. So why don't we just do top five?
Top five gay dudes of all time.
Your favorite, your top five favorite gay dudes. I'd have to think about it. I'm going to need some time to think about it, but I could get back with you tomorrow, and I could have I think I could come. I mean, I know I can come up with five. I just mentioned I like all the guys from Queer Eye, but I'd like to. I'm going to do my top five all-time favorite gay guys. I have to think about it.
Number one is the talented Mr. Ripley.
Okay.
That dude was awesome.
Okay. Yeah. It's a good one.
That's a good one. I'm not wrong. You didn't like that movie?
It's a great movie. Yeah. Love it. What about favorite gay women? I know what you're thinking. And yes, you can count the Indigo Girls as one.
Well, I was trying to come up with the names from Cam Soda. I like all of them. I'm trying to try to come through it with a top five.
That one's
positive they're gay.
So
they
much free publicity from you.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo!
Yo! Hey, I know you were watching baseball last night. You're still singing Roll the Bones.
I just stuck in my head. That's a good song.
Yeah, I know. It is. Good band.
Yeah.
You know, Lee's got a book coming out.
I know. It's about baseball cards.
Yeah, you like baseball, right? It's about his collection. I guess he has a big one. You guys should...
hang out sometime?
Compare your collection sometime. Yeah. Talk shop. Talk about Roll Your Bones. Where did he get where did he come up with the lyrics? Yeah. What do they mean? You know?
Yeah, no, I like it.
I know you contributed a lot to the... song lyric meaning website, and Rush, I think, is your top reviewed band. So it would be nice to get a first hand account from Geddy Lee there. I've heard he's a nice guy. I've heard he's a very nice guy.
Seems like it.
I know you're watching baseball, but did you see the thing about ESPN Plus and Disney Plus for Monday Night Football with The Simpsons? Did you see the commercial for it or any of that? Did you hear anything about it? Also, when I got home last night, I had to go help my mom with some stuff. And then when I got home, I was watching baseball. I didn't see the stuff about the Simpsons stuff until this morning. And I was asking Twitch about it earlier. I don't totally understand it. I know you guys have talked about in the past the NFL doing that Nickelodeon simulcast. That was on maybe Paramount, right? Because I think that's Viacom Nickelodeon. But ESPN Plus and Disney are teaming up to debut this animated alternative broadcast for Monday Night Football, and it will be The Simpsons.
Will that start?
It says it's going to start this year on December 9th.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was surprised by that because I thought usually if you get a commercial like this, a teaser like this, then they'll say next year.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, no, they said that it's going to happen this year. In the commercial, it's just kind of, it's a basic, here, I'll play the commercial.
On December 9th, two storied rivals will meet on the gridiron. A test of will, of spirit, of determination, in which ultimately only one can prevail. When these two ancient foes face off on Monday Night Football, it's more than just football. It's family. It's Bart and the Bengals versus Homer and the Cowboys, live from Springfield.
Promo.
It's weird that The Simpsons is still around.
I don't get it. I know people love it,
so
man.
Long. Do you know someone, though, that loves The Simpsons so much?
I have a buddy of mine, like, growing up.
Yeah.
He watches it and still watches
but
it.
But still watches
after
it now?
Football or whatever. Yeah.
Still watches
all
it.
All the time. Loves The Simpsons.
I remember thinking all the way back in, like, 2006, I met a couple who really loved The Simpsons. They said something about, oh, well, we have to watch The Simpsons because that's on it. I was like, oh, you still watch Simpsons? That was almost 20 years ago.
Sure.
And I was like, wow. Even then, I thought, that's kind of crazy. Now, and I'm not talking ass, I used to like The Simpsons a lot. Of course, I was a kid, but I assume that I would have liked it even as a teenager or a young adult when it was new. I don't know. My brother liked it a lot when it was new, I think. I don't know anyone now, though, that still says, I watch The Simpsons every week. They must exist. As far as I know, the show's still out.
That
yeah, that doesn't look so good. For people who can't see, which is everyone, there's a guy on TV with a hat on that says retired. But
you can't see it.
It's so the words are written over the seam of the side of the hat. So what you see is reet and then id.
Right.
Is what you basically see.
Pittsburgh Steelers hat.
Yeah.
And he's just standing there. I was like, what? I had to look at it twice. I was like, why do they put him in a hat? That's not nice.
It doesn't look great. I can't believe no one said after they finished making the hat, hey, you know what? This doesn't look right. Or even if you're looking at it too up close, you know, because you're the one who is sitting there trying to get that, you know, those words to fit on the side of the hat. And I'm sure it's hard to do that sort of thing. Embroidery's not easy.
The baseball cap said retired.
But it's along the side of the hat.
Right, so you can only see part of it because there's a seam.
There's a seam. So the letters ran into the seam and it just
said R-E-T.
You kind of see that. E-D. You see that clearly and then you see E-D, so it seems... When you glance at it, you would have thought the same thing, okay?
Yeah.
Our head's not in the gutter. Yes, we're children, but you would have thought the same thing. Anyway, my question for you about the Simpsons thing, beyond the Simpsons being a thing, that's its own mystery. But does football need the help? I understand saying, okay, so I've heard that ESPN has had some problems.
I hear what you're saying. First off, because the Nickelodeon thing
was for kids.
I understood. It's for kids to watch football and try to get them into it.
Yeah. They've talked about making simulcast
for... Are kids just dying to watch The Simpsons?
I don't think so.
Oh, me neither.
I mean, you have kids. I can't imagine.
No, they watch Family Guy and South Park.
Right. I would think that
the
Nickelodeon thing made sense because you're introducing it to kids. Then I've heard people say, why don't they do another, if they're going to do all these simulcasts, do one where they explain the rules of what's happening for someone who doesn't understand. And I'm not trying to be sexist, but I've heard a lot of women say, why don't they do like one for women? I mean, it could be for anyone, though, who's new to the game or doesn't know much about it.
You and Snowcone.
Me and Snowcone, yeah. What's a first down? That's really like really basic stuff, as opposed to Collinsworth going in depth about different plays and routes and all that. But the Simpsons thing, I don't understand. And if Disney is having trouble with Monday Night Football and ESPN, which I've heard both of those things at certain times, although I heard ESPN was doing a little better, it's just odd. I know they own 20th Century Fox now, but they own basically everything. Of everything that you own, you went with The Simpsons? Maybe it's the choice of like, that's the safest.
Good. I have no idea.
Maybe. I don't know. Every year you read about those contracts for The Simpsons actors and they say they've taken another pay cut. I've been hearing that for a long time. That could have changed. It's been years since I've heard that. So
I don't know anything about The Simpsons.
I don't know. But it seems like a weird thing. But I guess, you know, I'll check it out. Sure. I'm interested. Well, I mean,
I don't even know,
you know what?
What is it? Are they doing the play-by-play or something?
My understanding was that, and you saw the Nickelodeon thing, which I only ever saw clips of afterwards. My understanding was that they were going to be animated representations, because Disney's been talking about working on this for a long time. Mm-hmm. Everyone thought it was going to be, what's the studio they bought, the 3D?
Pixar?
Pixar, that it was going to be like Pixar football. And so there'd been all these talks that there was going to be animated football. I saw this Simpsons thing, and from what I, maybe I'm wrong, and that's why I asked Twitch earlier, is it going to be animated football players acting out almost in real time or in real time? What's happening? I don't get it either, but, you know.
On a football field?
Technology.
11 of them?
Like, they're going to be basically turning what's being filmed for television into animation. A computer will turn it into... That's what I'm wondering. Is that what they're going to do? Because that's what they've talked about doing in the past. It's not with the Simpsons. So you'll have a cartoon version of the game where the characters look, the players look like Simpsons characters.
Sounds retired.
It does. You know what? I think that's... You nailed it, dude.
Time to pass the collection plate.
Give with a joyful heart, and you will be blessed.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
What'd you call me?
Huh?
You call me short one?
No. I called you retired.
No. You did say short one, right? You said ready, short one?
Yeah.
But don't call me short one. I'm not your girlfriend. I'm not a little kid. I know I'm short.
I said shorty.
You know.
You're sensitive about your height.
Yeah, you know I don't like it.
I called you shorty, and it's a term of endearment.
Okay.
I'm guessing you're not going to want to do this. I don't want to do this.
I don't want to do anything with you anymore. That hurt my feelings.
I called you shorty.
I'm not. Yeah, I know I'm
people
short.
People say that. It's not. It doesn't mean you're short necessarily. It turned into just a term. You're not short. Anyway, I told you
short.
That. You're not short. Short would be short.
I'm
you're
short.
You're not short. You're average height, aren't? Are you not?
No.
You're not. Yes, you are.
I'm like 5'9".
That is absolutely average height. That's above average height. That's above average. Yes.
It's not. There's no way.
It has to be average height for a guy's probably 5'7", 5'8".
No.
Yes. See, now you're just trying to... Now you're just trying to get me to look this up, and then we can see that you're well above average. All right. Hold on. I'll bet you do this with everyone. Average... Do I have to put in the country? I'll just say average adult male height, okay?
Yeah.
And you said you're how tall?
I'm 5'9".
Okay. The average adult male height. They do vary by country. You know, I just like to get one overall. Fine. If it's going to make me do it by country, I'll go to the United States. I really didn't want to have to do this. I wish they would just break it down. If we did globally, it would be a little different. Okay, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Average height. This says 5'9".
From average.
So you're average. Now, but if we did that globally, I'm sure that goes up. That you're taller than average. I think Americans are taller than average, so that bodes well for you.
I mean,
you're not short. You're not short. If you are the perfect average, then you're not short. You're not tall. You're neither. Right?
I guess.
Yeah.
And 5'9" is pretty short, though.
It depends on who you're asking. If it's some bitch online, then
I can't even get a date.
Oh, shut it.
I can't. They're always like, how tall are you? Must be 6 feet or taller. I'm not 6 feet tall. I'm not even close to 6 feet.
It doesn't help that you say must be 25 or younger. That limits the pool a little bit.
Yeah, well, I mean, if we're making demands.
Yeah.
The last thing I need is a 45-year-old woman telling me I need to be 6 feet tall.
You're preaching to the choir, shorty.
Right.
Preaching to the choir.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
Short ones. That's what we could call the show.
Don't.
You know, hot ones.
Yeah. How about off? We could call it that, too.
You and your short mouth. there's this thing that you can do. From the Mayo Clinic, and it'll tell you if you're old or not.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I mean, we've got Twitch on.
Standing up thing or whatever.
It's that thing again, but.
I've done it before.
On your non-dominant foot, I thought that they said that you could just stand on one leg, and you had to do it for, I thought it was like 15 seconds.
What is it?
This thing says, that came out today, that standing on one leg, this study from the Mayo Clinic found that standing on one leg is a pretty good indicator of how fast you're aging. And if you struggle with it, then you might officially be old. Consider yourself old. So they had people try and balance on one leg for 30 seconds, and it's not a problem for young people, but every decade that you tack on, the ability to do it decreases. You just can't, the other foot can't touch the ground. So, yeah, I mean, I guess I'm sure that it probably looks better if a young person's sitting there and they're not wobbling all over, and an old person's, but getting it done is getting it done.
I'm just curious if you had to put your foot forward or your foot back, it doesn't matter.
It just says they found that the best predictor was how long people could do it while standing on their non-dominant leg. So if you're playing kickball, the leg you would not kick with. So probably your left leg, right? You're right-handed.
Yeah.
So can you stand on your left leg for 30 seconds without much trouble? I would think much trouble is, that's quite a bit of trouble. Without much trouble, then they say you're not over the hill yet. If you can't and you're swaying around a lot, then you're old. I know from doing roadside sobriety tests in the past.
Speaking of that, can I have a shot? Do we have any?
It's difficult. I don't think we do.
Ugh.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's probably good.
Probably wouldn't help you with this test. To be honest with you, I don't even really want to try it. This is the kind of thing I'll try it tonight when I'm alone. Oh, and it also says you're supposed to close your eyes. Why do I have to do that? I'm pretty sure they make you
with their balance.
With the roadside sobriety thing, they make you stand, and I don't remember exactly because I'm usually pretty drunk when they have me do it. But they make you stand, and you got to do like toe to toe, and then you got to point your hands. There's more to it than just standing on one leg. Yeah. But I do know that thing's impossible.
Stand on one leg and touch your nose, or something.
Well, there's that. Yeah, you like put, you know, the hand's got to come out. Don't look at your hand. Is it okay? But it's also just a little part of going toe to toe. It's difficult. I did it one time, and I tried it again the next day. Well, I mean,
you had a buzz on?
I passed.
You did?
I passed,
Did you pass the breathalyzer?
But, yeah.
Wow.
But the next day, I was like, I want to try this not nervous, because I was nervous. I wasn't drunk, but I was nervous because there were cops standing there, and I had weed in the car, and I did not want them to search the car, because I was in Kansas.
Well, you don't want that.
And I don't know what the rules are for searching the car, and I'm not a lawyer. So I'm trying to do what they want me to do because I know I'm not drunk. So I'm doing the roadside sobriety test, but more cops are piling up, and it was difficult. And then when it was all over, he goes, "All right." He doesn't even ask. He just comes out with the breathalyzer and says, "Do this." And I was like, "Why couldn't I just do this?" So I blew into the breathalyzer, and he said, "All right, leave." Like, he was pissed.
Mm.
And the next day, I thought...
You're just wobbling around?
It's hard, and like that's what I want to know.
Yeah, I just wonder if he just was like, this guy's so hammered.
Well, the first thing...
After watching you do it?
The first thing he asked was, like, in the car, before I got out of the car, he asked me to start doing something backwards in the alphabet. It was a weird thing. It was like, do these letters, and then name who was president in 1996. Something weird. I'm like, what the...
Clinton?
Right, but it's weird because you're on the spot, and this guy's standing there, and I'm like, please don't. Please don't start this. Please don't start searching my car, you know? And you're like a sheriff's deputy. I don't know exactly where I'm at. This whole thing. So then the roadside sobriety test, I'm like, all right, fine, let's do it. But I also thought, just get out the breathalyzer. But I didn't want to be mouthy with him, you know? So I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll do this. It's hard. It's really difficult. So the next day, I thought, I'm going to try this without police watching me. And it's pretty difficult. I think they do it on purpose just to waste time so that your BAC, I think they think your BAC is going up.
You'll fail it.
Right. And I think they think that your BAC is going up the longer that you stand there. You probably had a drink right before you got in the car. They wait for your BAC to get higher. You wobble around. Then they've got the excuse to give you the breathalyzer.
Hard for me to do it because I'm short.
I think it might make it easier.
Makes my balance off.
I thought it was supposed to make your balance easier.
Nah, I don't think so.
I don't know. You ever done yoga? You ever done drunk yoga? Hot drunk yoga? I did it once.
Yoga.
Yeah. I didn't think it was fun at all. And people said it's healthy. I don't know, it might be, but I did not think it was fun at all.
Were you hot?
It was hot, and it was horrible.
And were you drunk?
I wasn't actually drunk. I was hungover, so I called it hot drunk yoga, but it was horrible. A horrible experience. And people say when they exercise and do things like that, they feel better when they're done.
Yoga hot sounds bad.
It's bad. Yoga's bad.
Is it in a sauna or something?
Yeah, there's like... There's like steam in the room.
Mm.
It sucked.
Who'd you do it with?
An ex. It wasn't fun.
Oh, was your ex-wife?
Mm-hmm.
She was always into that stuff, man. You would always do it. I don't understand why she left you, man.
Something different.
I mean...
I know, I gave in.
You did. You went to like...
I did the thing I was supposed to do. You know, I got buddies here getting divorced, and it's like...
Opera and orchestra.
I did what she wanted.
Went and played turkey football with her family.
Yep.
Banged a stripper family. With her father.
Well, that he's, probably needs a little clarification. But I did what was asked of me.
Yes, you
is
did.
The point. And yes, I've got friends.
I remember hot yoga.
Who don't do those things. And they get divorced. And it's like, well, you know, she wanted me to go to her work thing with her. And I wasn't going to do that. And I'm like, well, you know, you got to do some of that. And I'm like, F that. And they get divorced. And I'm like, see? But then I did the stuff. And
okay, you got divorced anyway.
Got divorced anyway. Yeah. But you know what I realized, Lazo?
Hmm.
If she'd let me, she never would have asked.
For you to go to hot yoga?
Yeah. She never would have asked me to do something like that.
Well, she wanted you to be a hot yoga person.
She wasn't a hot yoga person. She did it once.
Mm.
She should have at least gone.
Didn't she want you to take dancing lessons, too, at one point, I remember? Maybe it was salsa or something.
That I don't remember.
I remember.
It could be. I could see her wanting to take some sort of dance lessons for the wedding,
I remember
maybe.
That, yeah.
But I don't remember it, but that's possible.
I remember you telling me that you were
she's gonna... definitely, you know, one of those.
Yeah.
Like to do stuff. And that's just not me.
No.
And who was I kidding?
Knew it was never gonna
who
learn.
Was I kidding? I was never going to exercise. I was never going to want to do stuff. I was never going to...
You're going to take dance lessons.
I can't keep hanging out with your family. I can't.
No.
No, it's too often. They're coming over at breakfast. I come out of the kitchen with a bowl of oatmeal and her sister and brother-in-law are there. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Just the pop-in. I couldn't. Mm-mm. Couldn't. She's a
well,
nice
you did
person.
Your best.
I did my best and I learned.
Yeah.
I learned, you know?
Yeah, you learn not to try.
Yeah, don't try that stuff.
Don't do that. Because it's not going to matter.
It's not going to work. It's not going to change anything. Yeah. You're not going to like it.
No one's going to think you like hot yoga.
Nope. Believe your gut. When your gut says, this is not for me, it's not for you.
Right.
That doesn't mean that a relationship, you don't have to compromise sometimes, but...
No, it's better if you don't. Oh, yeah, she always wanted to do game night.
That was how it started.
And you guys had
that's
your
how,
shoes
that was
off?
When we very first started was game night.
Wearing linen pants and rolling them up.
You mix a lot of things up and exaggerate.
Not at, wait,
about.
The linen pants. I'm saying not. You didn't wear the linen pants to game night, but there were pictures of you at a game night with people with no shoes on.
There were people there
drinking
were,
Chardonnay.
I made them take their shoes off. I didn't want to lose my deposit. I didn't want to lose the deposit. I barely even knew these people.
They were barefoot in your house playing games, drinking Chardonnay. Like, what is going on here?
It wasn't my idea.
What
I think
is
you know
going
that.
On?
I don't know.
And then
I
you did wear
to...
linen pants and roll them up and take a run
you,
on the beach.
You add the linen pants
well,
because I was on
pants.
A horse. No, they weren't. I was on a horse. And yes, I was on the beach. I was on the beach. You don't wear flip-flops on a horse. You don't do that. It's ridiculous.
There was a time we were
you're mixing up a Richard Gere movie trailer with my actual life, Knights of Rodanthe or something.
Puerto Rico with flip-flops on. Were you in a boat?
That's different than being on the horse and linen pants.
You had flip-flops on, didn't you?
They made you wear sandals.
Yes. You could have wore shoes.
No, you literally couldn't because it's environmentally protected. You're only allowed, you couldn't wear sunscreen. It was a whole thing. You were only allowed to touch the water this much. Yes, because it was
sandals.
A bioluminescent something or other. Yes. Have you ever seen me in sandals? Have you ever
just
seen me in sandals?
When you were married to that woman. That
I'm not anymore, okay? I'm not anymore.
More Church of Laszlo on the way.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Are we done? That's it?
That's it.
Hey. That was a lot of fun.
I had fun.
Yeah.
Hanging out with you.
It was really nice, man.
It was.
Find out who your favorite good guy is.
Yeah, tomorrow I'd like a more in-depth list. You mean you're going to need your top five, remember that.
Top five gay guys.
That's your homework for tonight. Bring me your top five. And then tonight I'll try to think of something other than how jealous I am of Nick Wright. I'm going to stop doing that.
No, yeah, don't do that. Don't be jealous of him.
Yeah, I'll stop.
Because, I mean,
I didn't know you weren't. I just assumed everybody was.
No, because in the end, you'd still have to be Nick Wright.
Well.
And we know who he is. And he knows who he is. He's a scared little kid in Fat Albert pants, and I'm never going to be that. When I first met him, he was a scared little boy in a white T-shirt with Fat Albert pants on that were way too big. And I know in his heart, that's it. Put on all the fancy suits and, grow his hair out. Whatever he wants to do, he's still a scared little kid in Fat Albert pants, and I'm never going to be that.
I thought it was brave to wear Fat Albert pants to work. What do I know?
All right, good show, Fat Albert. Stay positive, kids.
98.9 The Rock, your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.